There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you once again for tuning to the podcast. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh coming to you live from the studios of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And we certainly appreciate each and every one of you listening. We're not going to be able to record this week. We've just been way too busy and just behind what we needed to do. That's pretty common in traveling. We understand that. So we're going to use a message that the Lord gave several years ago. I preach it right here in Oklahoma City on why there is no discernment. I realize we've had a similar message on the podcast, but there's much in this message that God had given me, I think will be a help and a blessing. And so for the rest of the week, we're going to use recorded material, and hopefully at the beginning of the week, we'll have time to record and be able to get a little bit more out there and begin our new series. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this is a help. Hope it's a blessing to you.
Go to the chapter 2 and take a look at the scriptures. I'm going to turn often to begin with and kind of lay the groundwork for what the Lord, I think, would have for us tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he's dealing here with the spirit of man, and we may deal with that this week. I'm not sure what the Lord wants for sure for us. But I want to look just at verse 14 of initially, and then I'm going to ask Brother Herbert to pray for us after I read verse 14, and then we'll preach the message God has given us. Verse 14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them." And here's why: because they are spiritually discerned. The Lord's help, I want to preach tonight on why there's no discernment. Amen. Brother Williamson, would you pray for us, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God, the blessings of God, the most blessing it is. Yes, be in the house of God.
Yes, all bless your holy name. Thank you.
Pray now, Lord, help Brother Tim, touch him, anoint him, and fill him, give him liberty. And Lord, Father, may the word of God work in the hearts tonight under the Holy Spirit. And we'll thank you. We'll pray. Save that lost soul, Father. Help that Lord's way wayward from God. And we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray and ask that. Amen.
Amen.
I want to look at that word discernment. And I'm going to turn often again tonight. I want to run discernment through the Bible, kind of get some groundwork on that thought of discernment, and then preach a little bit at the very end. I want to go to Genesis 27 first. I put these sequentially just to make it easier for us. Genesis 27, Esau and Jacob, of course, the sons of Isaac, are in contention as a brother is born for adversity, and we see that, of course, in their lives. But we see that Jacob has deceived his father Esau, or his father Isaac here. And Isaac, of course, is losing some of his senses, if you will. He is getting older. And that's not a slight on those of you getting older, but there's senses that you just lose as you age. And he doesn't discern things as well as what he used to. He doesn't see, he doesn't feel these things. And so here's what he says, verse 22 of Genesis 27, "Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him." He touched him. He used his hands. "And he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's hands, but the hands are the hands of Esau." Why? Because he'd slain those kids and put those skins upon his arms to deceive his father, to fool his father. And by the way, there's a whole message in that deception of those that put on those skins trying to deceive. But the Bible says in verse 23, "He discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. First mention in the Word of God of discernment, or to be discerning or discern, is that Esau, or Jacob rather, is pretending to be Esau, and he's put those skins upon his arms, and when his father felt him, he touched him. He could not discern because he heard the voice. He touched the arms, and because of what he felt, he believed it was Esau. Therefore, he gave him the blessing. He discerned not that this was Jacob. Secondly, if you'll turn again in Genesis to chapter 38 of the book of Genesis. Judah has lain with his own daughter-in-law, Tamar. She has played the harlot, and Judah is looking to slay her for playing the harlot. But in verse 25 of Genesis 38, when she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "By the man whose these are am I with child." This is what she says, and she said, "Discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet, bracelets, and staff?" And Judah acknowledged them and said, "She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son," and he knew her again no more. Now, again, this is an awful story in the Bible. In the midst of this deceit, and by the way, you'll see a trail that follows through the scriptures of deceit counteracting discernment. Jacob is a deceiver. Tamar has played the harlot. She has deceived her father-in-law. But she offers up those items to him and says, "Discern whose these are." How's he going to do that? He's going to look at them. He's going to touch them. He's going to feel them. He's going to find out they are his using discernment. You'll find out things. Let me just put this on pause a second. You'll find out things concerning those that are deceivers by being discerning. You realize that children come into this world deceiving. Adults leave this world deceiving. Amen. The people you deal with on a day-to-day basis, for the most part, are deceivers. Amen. Why is there no discernment amongst people today? Let's go to Proverbs. I said, let me go to 2 Samuel first. Then I'll go to Proverbs. 2 Samuel and go to chapter 19. And this is a great example. And I won't go through all of these, but this is what tremendous example God's given us of discernment. Barzillai is getting older, and we know that in verse 32 of 2 Samuel 19. Now, don't get offended by what the Bible says. It said he was a very aged man. Right. He was 80 years old. That means he was 80 years old. Okay, so if you're not 80, you won't be offended. If you're 80, you're very aged. Okay, just what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. He was an aged man. He's 80 years old, 80 years old, and he had provided the king of substance while he sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. Now listen, he was a very great man. Okay, him losing sight, him losing taste, him not hearing, does not negate what a great man he was. And here's what the Bible says. Now the king said unto Barzillai, "Come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem." And Barzillai said unto the king, "How long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord, the king?" He says, I cannot discern things like I used to discern. Again, it does not negate what a great man that he was. He said, I can't taste like I used to taste. I can't taste perverse things. My tongue cannot discern taste. My hearing cannot discern the voices. So he's saying, listen, my senses have diminished, and I cannot see things and hear things and taste things the way that I used to. The Word of God is telling us that our senses are in tune with our discernment. Our senses, what we see, what we touch, what we hear, what we taste, what we smell. By the way, the Lord has all of those senses with us. He's a God that's ear can be tuned to us. He can incline His ear unto His children. He's a God that tastes. He's a God that smells. That burnt offering is a sweet savor unto the Lord. He's a God that can see. He has eyes to see. He has made us in His image. He has given us those things that we might discern, that use those for discernment in this life. Can I say this? I've watched many as they've gotten older and those senses have diminished. I've watched many on both sides where they stood true and they stood strong. And they said, you might be deceiving me, but I'm going to go ahead and just be blunt and be honest and put it in your face. And I've seen others who have just cowed down and caved in and backpedaled and let it be watered down and completely pulled back from everything. Why? Because when the senses fail, if you're trusting your senses, when your senses fail, you won't have anything to trust. Amen. We're talking about spiritual things. Talking about spiritually discern. Proverbs 7, if you would. Here's a passage that goes a little bit more in depth with spiritual discernment. In Proverbs 7, again, we see deceit. We see the working of deceit. We see a married woman who is looking to snare a young man. She's looking to destroy him. There's deceit involved. There's foul play at work. And this is what the Bible says beginning in verse 6. For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. Now, let's run our discernment against His discernment. All He did is look through the casement of the window. And He was honest about what He saw. He didn't have to taste. He didn't have to smell. He didn't have to hear. He certainly didn't have to touch. All He did was look, and He was honest about what He was looking at. And this is what He says. And I beheld among the simple ones. Now, how did He know that? By looking. How do you know somebody's simple? Well, they're certainly not complex. Simple people are idle. We know that from the Scriptures. Often simple people are lazy. Simple people do not mind their own business. Simple people aren't home when they ought to be home. For He discerns this looking out the casement. He said, I saw a simple, beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths. A young man, and this is what he discerned by looking, void of understanding. Now, we could surmise a lot of things, but we'd be doing injustice to what the Scripture's saying. He obviously knew the young man. He had seen the young man before. He's observed that young man, and he realizes that young man is void of understanding. He has no understanding, as the Proverbs have taught us in these first six chapters, to incline mine heart to understanding, give to me understanding, that our understanding will be given to the Lord, that God would give us that understanding. And I beheld this young man, and he had no understanding. I saw that just by looking at him. Can I just meddle? Do you all mind? Probably had a rock and roll t-shirt, cut off blue jeans, holes in his blue jeans. Hair messed up, bandana wrapped around his head. May not have been, but I'm just talking about the reality of it. Why? He's just like everybody else. He's among the simple ones. He acts like simple ones. He lives like the simple ones. He hangs out with the simple ones. And he's void of understanding. This man's been watching him. He's seeing him. His eyes are open. This is what he said. Passing through the street in verse 8. Near her corner. He's been watching other people too. He's been looking out his window, watching what's going on with a grasp of what's going on in his neighborhood. He knows what's going on in his neighborhood. Can I say this? I know people in their neighborhoods that know what's going on. I won't get into this too much, but my wife and I have a neighbor. We don't worry about thieves at our house. Let's just put it that way. She knows what light we turned on and what time we turned it on. Amen. She knows if we get home at 10 o'clock, 10:30, she knows what time we pull in the garage. She knows what time that we planted the garden. She knows what time we mowed the grass. Why? Because she's looking out the window. She's just being honest about what she sees. She told me that one day, we had a yard sale a little while ago. She said, "Hey, I saw Liliana fall down the other day. I'm just going out. I got to put a fence up or something, a little privacy." He's just looking out the window, and he discerns, and he says to her house. Who is her? He goes to the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. And here's where the trouble is. It's in the twilight. It's in the evening, in the black, and the dark night. Amen. Why? Because men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. I discerned he is sneaking over there. Can I say this? He's not going over there with tracks in his pocket. How do I know that? Because he's void of understanding. Part of the evidence he's void of understanding is he's going to her house to begin with, but now he's going down under the cover of darkness. He's going down there because his deeds are evil. He's hoping the darkness will mask his deeds. He's trying to hide his evil deeds, and he's sneaking down there under darkness, and it's evidence that he's void of understanding. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of an harlot. And here's what the Bible says of her. She is subtle of heart.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelist.com. And use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the Redeemer.